am an ENT surgeon by profession. Previously, I was working at a medical college. I believe the internet is God's way of providing health and wealth information for all. The important thing is to find the right information. Tuberculosis is a disease which can be defeated if we are all determined. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you are listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. 24th March was World Tuberculosis Day. And I decided to share with you the tuberculosis presentation in the ENT and head neck region. Diseases where TB is a concern. Neck, ear, throat, nose, oral cavity and the head can all have different varieties of tuberculous presentation. The neck is one of the commonest. Tubercular lymphadenitis involving the cervical lymph nodes is also known as tubercular cervical lymphadenitis. This may involve the front of the neck, also known as the anterior triangle, or the back, also known as the posterior triangle. This is the commonest tubercular presentation in the ENT region. Discharging sinus from the neck or the node, there being a swelling which may or may not be painful, may be associated with fever, cough, or neither. Sometimes tubercular lymphadenitis may just present with a lump in the neck. You have to visit your doctor to know what to do next. But usually, a USG neck and an anti-gravity fine needle aspiration cytology from the swelling will help in diagnosis. In the ear, tubercular otitis media is the usual mode of presentation. Sometimes, this diagnosis is only possible during surgery. There may be pale ear discharge, blood-stained ear discharge with or without multiple perforations in the eardrum, which gives a strong indication of tubercular otitis media. Chronic otitis media is a ear infection occurring for more than 3 months where there is an ear discharge. When it is of tubercular origin, characteristic pale discharge, blood-stained discharge and the multiple perforations as mentioned are usually something only your ear doctor can diagnose. In chronic otitis media, the tubercular origin is often suspected during surgery on finding the multiple perforation and the pale granulation tissue. In that case, the tissues are sent for an acid-fast bacilli staining, that is the staining for the Mycobacterium tuberculosis causing the disease, a culture sensitivity, a CBNAT test, and then after confirming the diagnosis, anti-tubercular drugs are started. Confirmation of diagnosis is usually needed before the drugs are started. The chronic ear discharge may also have associated excessive hearing loss with or without facial nerve paralysis of varying grades. But is the tuberculosis in the ear contagious? In case someone has tubercular otitis media, it's usually accompanied by lung tuberculosis, which if sputum positive is definitely contagious. Since Mycobacterium tuberculosis is spread through the air, unless the bacteria are airborne and inhaled, spreading through ear discharge is not documented. However, doctors usually take universal protection during surgery and examination of patient. Throat. The tubercular laryngitis may present with or without fever, progressive hoarseness, pain throat, also known as odynophagia, difficulty swallowing, known as dysphagia. The vocal cord may show pale granulation or polyp. This is often associated with pulmonary tuberculosis, that is the tuberculosis of the lung, and is contagious if sputum positive. Nose. Nasal discharge, blood stained with nasal obstruction because of nasal polyp or sinusitis. Oral cavity. Non-healing oral ulcers, you have to rule out tuberculosis along with diabetes, malignancy or HIV. Rolled out margins with ill-defined bases are usually indicative of tubercular ulcers. In the head, the tubercular meningitis is a serious condition and is beyond the scope of this current podcast. All presentation may be accompanied by fever, weight loss, generalized weakness. All the conditions require proper diagnosis by a trained medical doctor and treatment with antitubercular drugs and may also require surgery in certain cases. The good news is antitubercular drugs are available for free at all government designated centers under the RNTCP program, also known as the Revised National Tuberculosis Control Program. Awareness is crucial in all cases for early diagnosis and treatment. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. All the medical information available on this podcast is only for informational purpose. They are not meant to be a guideline for treatment or a diagnosis. Kindly visit your doctor for the best possible treatment and help with diagnosis. Stay healthy, happy, and well informed.